Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers on their back, gotta get it right. I'm a kind. These numbers don't lie, men and women lie. Just focus on their back, gotta get it right.
Men and women lie. Just focus on that bag, gotta get it right. And I can't trust these niggas, no, they not my kind. And I can't trust these bitches, no, they not gon' ride. And I've been running up that bag, I feel energized. Knew he was moving funny, had to cut my ties. Everything that bitch said, knew it was a lie. Everything she said, knew it was a lie. They say numbers don't lie, men and women lie. Just focus on that bag, gotta get it right. And I can't trust these niggas, no, they not my kind. And I can't trust these bitches, no, they not gon' ride. And I've been running up that bag, I feel energized. Knew he was moving funny, had to cut my ties. Everything that bitch said, knew it was a lie. Everything she said, knew it was a lie. I'm just thankful that I woke up and I'm still alive. I just be me, these niggas fake, they all in disguise. And I don't want you, bitch, if you ain't down to ride for life. And if a nigga play with us, then we gon' slide tonight. He a shooter, but he told, seen it black and white. Man, I swear that I won't fool, never was my type. In the streets, it get cold, might get frostbite. In the streets, I was trapping out all night.
Man, that was 37, Mac.
37, Mac.
That was lies.
Lies. You're now tuned into me, $1 million worth of game on Wilder 267. This is Gilly, the super nut. That's Dev Nasty, the Nasty Boys over there.
I see you getting to your Young Jock joint.
Yeah.
You saw about Jock on the last episode.
I'm on it.
Listen,
you know what it is? The other day, listen, I was in a poppy store, man. I had to dance off with this little kid because for some reason, I don't know, I was in there just get me a little quick beverage. I was getting me a ginger ale, and he looked at me and he was dancing. I said, oh, you don't threaten me with a good time, my man. I know all the little, you don't know as many dances as I know. And I just did that, John. He didn't know that. I said, you don't know that, John. He's like, no, I don't know that, John.
Did you do that dance right there at the prison talent show?
You want to keep putting smut on
meet
my name?
Meet me in my cell. It's going down. Meet me in the yard. It's going down.
Meet me in the showers. It's going down.
He guaranteed
going
down.
I ain't never do that. But he don't know that this little kid ain't know what was going on, but I had a quick dance off with him.
He said, you was in the store like this. The little boy's like, that's spicy.
Yeah, you was trying to crank something.
How you crank that soldier, boy? How you?
No, but my whole thing is
eeny,
like,
meeny, miny, moe.
I realize, man, haters is your marketing team. Let them work. At the end of the day, both of you two, the spicy brothers. Y'all also need to start your own seasoning company. I mean, get Lowry seasoning out the joint.
That's the spice.
You and Dev.
That's Dev Nasty.
The seasoning brothers.
That's riggedy. That's riggedy raw Dev.
Y'all can be wrestling. Season. We're the season brothers. Y'all just come right out. Yeah,
you want Hulk Hogan on us, huh?
Yeah,
wait a minute, brother.
We're the seasoned brothers.
We're the seasoned brothers.
All that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All that, man.
Nut-ass Dev. Nasty boy.
Yeah, he's the nasty.
He's the nastiest one.
Nasty. Nasty Dev.
Don't mean a thing. Hey. Dev's a nasty boy.
That's his song. That's his theme music.
That's his theme music. At every live show, that's how he's coming out.
Yeah, he's spicy Dev.
You ready to get $1 million worth of game?
Yeah, man. Me.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Cool.
You walk in. Long day at work.
What type of work? Because it got to be, long days is different when it depends on the job. Because some jobs, it might be, the day might have been long, but that don't mean the work was long because you just sitting around doing shit.
Because even if the work wasn't hard, you still don't want to be nowhere for 8 hours just. Yeah, you on the clock, but you'd rather be at home. You'll rather be at home. You get there.
When I was at my job in the kitchen, I ain't mind being there that time.
You ain't had no else where to go, but either the kitchen or your cell. I would have wanted to be in the fucking kitchen.
Absolutely.
Too.
No, in my cell, I had a TV. I could have watched TV and chill.
Okay. But anyway, your woman think you're doing overtime, but you're not.
Okay.
They let you go early. You get there. You crack the bedroom door open. She's in there with her best friend playing scissor legs.
Come on, man.
Do the scissor legs. Do the scissor legs.
That's like a Baltimore club joint.
Yeah, that's a Baltimore club.
That was crazy.
And he from Baltimore too.
Now,
what I'm gonna do? Like, it depends on if the day was really hard. I'm gonna look. All right, my plate down there. All right, good. Go get my plate and go the fuck to sleep.
What? I'm you crazy as hell, nigga.
I'm beating both of them bitches.
I dig it.
Well, what type of shit is you on?
I'm beating both of them the fuck. First of all, y'all was lying to me. Then second of all, I don't know how. She done been all in my house. She done cranked you all in my crib. You know how many times I done rolled out, left y'all here alone. Y'all in here bumping antennas together.
Yeah.
Goddamn getting all the channels. Bumping your nipples together and all that. No, I'm mad now. I'm body slamming both of them bitches on their heads. I ain't playing. I'm going to jail that day.
What if they body slam you? Now, it's a flip side. What if you get flipped and dipped?
Like you could join in? That's what he's saying.
What if he get flipped and dipped?
I'm catching a motherfucking case that day.
What if he get maced? They mace him, and next thing you know, he stripped butt naked tied to the bed.
That's a bad day.
And it turned into some domination shit. Damn. He laid in the bed
with the ball gag.
Yo, he might like that.
They drop a candle wax all on the nigga back.
They drop a wax all in. Pissing on him and shit.
Come on, dog.
Man, he might like that.
Take shit somewhere else.
A golden shower, GS. Huh?
Yeah, no, you gotta take some. I was with the drop of the hot showers. Wax all on that shit. Your back.
See, talking about the hot wax. I knew he was Kinkmaster.
That's what I'm saying. Gil might like that.
I'm a Kinkmaster. Kinky Gil. Kinkmaster.
That hot wax hit your back.
So if they letting you join in, you fucking with it or you?
No, hot wax ain't a bad thing though.
No, I ain't fucking with it because y'all you betrayed me. You didn't let me join in. You got busted. Fuck is you talking about?
But they come in with the compromise now. So now they like, look, Gil, I know we caught.
We were trying to tell you about this.
I'm going to jail. Like, because for me, it's the same as if I walked in and it was one of my homies in there. I know you.
Nigga, yo, facts.
So it's different if I know you. If I don't know you, if I walked in and it was a girl that I didn't know, I'd be like, all right, come on, shorty, pack, get the fuck out. Like, come on. All right.
Yeah.
Just like if it's a nigga, I don't know. All right, come on.
But this a chick that be calling you bro.
Right.
And all that.
What's up, bro? You in there with a pussy in your mouth, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. They laughing at you.
I'm body slamming bitches on their heads.
And they using the dildos on each other and all that.
And I'm going to do the old school joint. I'm going to have a neck like this. I'm going to put her arm over my shit, and I'm gonna pick up from my panties.
It just suplex her through the window.
But think about when he trying to grab Tootie and all that stuff. I'm tired of you go to grab it. Another chick slap you with a dildo. He can slap with a piece off. So now, like you
and the joint was in her butt too before that. So she gets listen with a shitty joint
with a baby leg joint, a big heavy joint. Slap. He fumbled. slapping with a peace pipe. Now you're gonna be mad as shit.
First of all, they slap me in the face.
What if she do the 1-2 step? She squeezes, some KY on him. Slap.
if he gets his tooth chipped by a dildo, that's crazy.
It's over. Listen, you spray some lube on it. That's crazy.
So what you going to do?
And the lube get in his eye.
So what you going to do, Wallo, if you walk in on that situation, for real? What you going to do for him?
I'm going to sit down, get my food. I mean, then I'm going in there and, you know what I mean, do what I got to do.
What's that?
What you mean? I'm gonna go lay down. Go fuck, take a sleep. Listen, y'all move the fuck over. I gotta lay down.
Oh, because he knew not to say. He ain't say nothing about he gonna go in there and rock April best friend. You saying you ain't doing that?
Man,
huh?
I ain't got time for none of that. Yeah,
she can rock her best friend, but you can't.
Nah, I ain't doing none of that. I'm cool. I'm just going to go. You know what I mean? Because if I'm working, man, listen, man, I'm going in there go to fuck to sleep, man.
That's only because he got that all that back time.
Nah, I ain't worrying about that.
See, yeah, he think about his back time. He like
2048.
He like this, bitch. I can't believe you 2048.
Come on, Sonny. Yeah. I ain't worried about that shit.
Yeah, niggas be talking like that shit cool, like they'll just jump in. I'm
not jumping in.
Nah, I'm jumping in.
No, I'm jumping in.
Oh,
when
you kill somebody.
Yeah, I'm jumping
mass
in.
Mass murder, psycho dev.
And then that should be weird because you probably know her husband, Death like the other one's husband. Death. We all cool.
I ain't ratting her out.
No, it ain't. Hold on,
Dev ain't ratting her out.
No.
He ready to call her husband.
Look, no, because this what's going to happen.
Raheem, look.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Some things got to get put out there.
You thought you was slick. Now I want to hear that.
Some things got to get put out there.
So what? Yeah. So what?
Because look, this what might happen. Listen, because this what might happen.
If you know a nigga, you rat.
Dev DuBois.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do.
Dev DuBois.
I'm going to call him because I'm cool with my girl's best friend's husband.
You going to call him?
I'm going to call him and let him know. It's over between me and her. Listen, it's over.
You Chuck E. Cheese.
Cool. It's over.
You Dev Cheese.
Nigga, I better not hear about you even after we break up. You better not be fucking both of them. Keep your wife, nigga. This my ex-girl, but you better not fuck both of them.
See, how he claiming his exes?
How the fuck you give him rules?
Listen, man.
How you going to leave a bitch alone,
man,
and claim it?
I can't have niggas benefit from my heartbreak, nigga. This is crazy. I walk in on this situation. My shit fucked up.
Dev, you overthinking shit. Dev, man, your heartbreak.
Nigga, this my girl. I come in the crib. Nigga, you telling me Tootie, right?
Yeah.
So Tootie, you walk in, Tootie in there with her best friend.
Yeah.
You done beat him up. Number one, you done beat your friend. If you know her husband, you done beat up his girl.
Yeah.
You gonna have to explain what happened.
Nah, she gonna explain.
Okay, so she explains
why you,
it.
Why you look like you got DDT'd at the front?
Yo, because I was fighting a lot.
Yesterday. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
I might have had something because I was fighting yesterday. But
yeah, he had a hot oil session, hot oil wrestling.
No, it wasn't wrestling. I'm training. I'm training in martial arts. And now you've been disrespecting the arts a lot lately.
You've been distancing
yourself from the arts, too. There's a lot of people out there saying you're a sham.
He got that check. He disrespected.
No, it ain't that. He got what that check. He said, somebody called me out, man, and they try to. It's a big story, man.
Yeah, because people been saying they ain't seen no martial arts activity from you.
No,
they see you choking out civilians at bar stools.
He been sick for 5 days straight. I don't know what's going on. You're still sick.
The whole thing is this. Let me explain something to you.
What's problem with you, man?
The whole thing is it was some big-time people, man. I got some emails from some big-time people trying to tell me to denounce my position in the martial arts world, and I just been... I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, they scared him. They shook him up. He's a bitch ass nigga.
They told you they gonna get you out of here like Bruce Lee.
So if you walked in, you going downstairs and you get something to eat, and then you gonna go lay down.
You know I'm a couch warrior.
Okay, what you doing, Def?
Man, it's a fight, dog.
I'm going to jail. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Top five beefs in the music industry.
A motherfucker gonna try to tell me yesterday. I'm talking to somebody. They gonna tell me. This is why I say motherfuckers don't be understanding shit. Talking about you, man. I got a crib, but I need a bed. I said, you can just chill. You're overthinking it. You got a couch. A couch is a bed. What the fuck is you talking about? And he want to argue about me. A couch is not a bed. I said, in the hood, a couch is a bed. Like if a motherfucker said, yeah, man, I got three beds at the crib. That mean one of them is a couch. Or they might have two couches.
I slept in a living room my whole life. It's one bedroom, Joe.
Oh, you was a living room warrior.
I mean, that's all we had at Stock the Station. One bedroom.
I know some living room warriors. Because the living room warriors, what they do is.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. Living room warrior is like the lowest of the lowest.
No, listen.
A living room warrior is the lowest.
No, but
I was a child, though.
I don't give a fuck. You was the lowest at the lowest point in your life.
I was 5 years old, 6 years old.
It was at the lowest point in your life.
Hey, Dev, you kidding? Let me tell you. A living room warrior can camouflage the shit, though.
You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. Is the worst.
Why?
Everybody walking the house see you.
No, they don't.
Yes,
listen,
they do. Fuck is
I knew. I knew camouflage living warriors. I knew motherfuckers that. Listen. My one man, right? I ain't gonna put his name out there, man.
Put his name out there.
My man Mike. I ain't gonna put his name out there. But listen, this is what happened to Mike when he was younger, right? Listen, on anything I love, Mike was a living room warrior. But Dick, he was a camouflage living room warrior because I didn't know. But anytime I come to the joint, like early in the morning, he'd be laying on the couch, and that's every at nighttime. That's when he had pulled his shit out. It was a closet right there. He had his kicks. He had his lay. He had all his little things in there. Every little thing that was going on. And on the top joint, he had his lotions. And I'm like, so every night, when the coast is clear, he'd crack his joint, get comfortable, lay his shit out. Had a certain blanket and pillow. The whole lay is flip-flops. And then once the morning come, he pack all,
put it back.
Put everything back. So I said, oh, this boy's a camouflage living room warrior. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My man Mike, I ain't gonna put too much more information out there. I ain't seen Mike in forever. I don't even know if Mike, but so it's not like I'm telling on Mike. Like, but
you always rat.
Well, now hey, you and the, Mike gonna have beef like these top beefs are rap.
Right. What's the top five beefs in rap? Well, number one, me versus Wayne. That's just number one. Let's just get that out the way.
No, it's not. It's Ja Rule versus 50 Cent.
No, it's 50 Cent versus Ja Rule.
Can I say
no,
this?
No, it's not.
this fucking bum has been ass rapper keep trying to hype his fucking name up. Stop fucking mentioning that, like trying to live off of Wayne's name. You're a fucking bum. You're a bum. That's why Baby got rid of your dumb ass. He's a bum ass rapper. No, you know what I mean? Like on some real shit though. Like how you want to say, oh you, oh me.
Did you say that Baby fired him via text message?
Hold on, first,
yes, he did. In a bounce check, in a face check. Shout out to Baby Stunner, my motherfucking man. I swear, I'm still trying to see Stunner.
He said, Gil, look, I want us to part ways, but I'm going to give you this $50 million check. Hey. He sent it to the
Anybody out there, I'm just saying, anybody out there know Stunner, I need to meet Stunner.
Yeah,
he know people that know him, but I'm like, yo, I'm being.
I'm trying to meet Stunner.
This fucking nut keep blocking.
Where is Wallow when Birdman would be phenomenal?
No, because at the end of the day.
I'm interviewing Birdman.
At the end of the day, Birdman got a job for you.
Hold on. What's the job?
He's PCH.
A piece holder, some dumb shit.
A professional cock holster.
Listen, he's a fucking liar. Listen. I'm interviewing. Listen, he's going to
say,
out there.
Say, water. I need a cock holster.
As soon as I see Baby.
He's going to say, give me a kiss, water. I'm like, I kiss Wayne, water.
The fuck out of here. I'm like, I'm a snap.
I need a professional cock holster.
No, you know how you see motherfuckers? You be like, who? I know that ain't my nigga.
They told me you was a prison lifeguard.
I'm like, listen, baby, I ain't got nothing to do with my cousin was another ass nigga. You my fucking man. Let's get this picture real quick.
Let's get this picture.
Boy, listen.
Baby said he ain't the only. He gonna take the picture and post up the caption. Baby said he ain't the only number one stunner.
No,
Number one stunner too.
I'm gonna say some real shit.
Nut ass nigga.
Baby said I'm number two stunner.
No, you gonna say baby said my ass was fat and he sweatpants.
Get the fuck out of here, you nut ass nigga. But listen, on anything I love, I'm going. Listen, baby. Baby said my ass was fat in these deets.
Yo, in these deets sweat.
Baby knew Gil was a nut ass nigga. That's why he handled him the way he handled him.
Hey, baby, first of all.
Let's get back to beef.
First of all, though.
Listen.
First of all.
Listen. One of the hip hop beefs.
All right, number one. Me versus Wayne. What's number two?
I don't have
50 Cent Ja Rule?
50 Cent Ja Rule.
Oh, that's number two.
Please disclude this nut ass nigga said he's number one.
I'm not even counting that. I don't know what he's doing. That one don't count.
Nigga, I went up against the top rapper when he was at the height of his career, nigga, and he dissed me first. I came back and dropped the bomb and he didn't respond, nigga.
He's a delusional rapper. Delusional rapper. Top delusional rapper. Gilly the Kid.
I'm number one.
Are we going to do a top delusional rapper?
I don't give a fuck about you, nigga.
Listen.
I cuss at your mom, smack your kids,
God,
spit
old,
in
man.
Your mouth, shit in your house, piss on your couch.
That sound like a porn movie. That sound like a fucking gay porn movie. Don't disrespect. Shout out, you know, no disrespect to the gays, but that sound like a gay porn movie. He said, "I'm going to spit in your mouth and piss on your couch."
Right.
That sound like a wild bestiality.
If I make you open your mouth and I spit in it, you're spiteful.
He want to spit in a man's mouth. I went, pour your head back. Let me spit in your mouth.
Ass money millionaires.
Let me piss on your couch. You're fucking spicy and you wanted to do some other shit with Wayne and he didn't go for it and Baby ain't go for it and they got you off of Cash Money. But listen.
What about Little Kim Foxy?
Yeah, that's cool. But top delusional rappers of all time, Gilly the Kid. But listen. I'm going to say my man Common Sense and Ice Cube.
Fuck no.
No.
What? They had a beef.
No. But that NWA and Ice Cube.
Yeah, that was a crazy beef too.
Fuck you talk about. Yeah. KRS-One and Queensbridge.
Yeah.
MC Shane.
Yeah. That's
how
one.
The fuck you know about that? You not no real hip hop historian.
Nigga, I know about everything.
Fake ass rapper.
Fuck is you talking about?
No respect.
Fuck is you talking about? I know about Lil'
Kim versus Foxy turned ugly. That turned ugly. That whole, remember the shootout at the
Tupac.
Shootout? It was a shootout at the radio station.
Biggie Tupac.
We already know that, but I don't really want to, like.
No, that's the top five beefs in
rap. Biggie and Tupac have to be on there.
Jay-Z and Nas.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Nas baked the shit out of Hov.
You a fan, a phony, a snake, a pussy, a stan, a steel whip your ass.
You 36 in a karate class.
I don't appreciate that.
I thought he was talking to you.
I don't appreciate that.
He was talking to you. I never in a karate class.
I never fucked
you
with that Nas.
No.
You the time on Hov.
Hold the fuck up.
Trying to get brolic.
Hold the fuck up.
Acting like you trying to kick knowledge.
Hold the fuck up.
Nas, thank you, Nas.
Hold the fuck up.
Thank you, Nas.
Hold
up.
Hold on, this fucking online college basketball star. He played for DeVry. I'm gonna tell y'all niggas this one more time. Get the fuck out of here, y'all.
A phony, a snake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip y'all ass. You 40 in a fucking karate class.
I'm a fucking instructor.
You're
I'm
a black
belt.
Ho.
I'm not in no fucking karate Hold class. On. I'm a black belt.
You I a Tybo Ho.
Fuck is you know talking that? About?
No, you Tybo Low.
Nah, I instruct when I go
you
in.
You Tybo Low.
I instruct when I go
trying to
in.
Work it out. Trying to get brolic. Asking like you trying to kick knowledge. You Tybo Low. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Yo.
I ain't trying none of that shit. Nas dissed you niggas till you 40. Yo, worse. He said 36. You niggas was 40 in the karate class. He go every day to wrestle with a white man with a bird.
I ain't turned 40 yet.
Grippy monkey.
No, he Dev don't count. He do baby oil. He's I don't 30. Do that.
I don't
he
do baby oil. Wrestling. I don't do baby oil.
Oh, cause this is how the wrestle
he
go.
Do taekwondo no, baby the, oil
the,
edition.
The type of wrestling he do is like this. He spray him. He spray him. Then they start wrestling. They spray and splash down first.
And they like, both, he's and they like both a splash. Got little speedos on like bumping microphones.
Let's just, yeah, microphone.
They
let's,
bumping microphones.
Hit a microphone. Oh, you might hit my. You might hit my. High. That's all he did.
What's
he, up? Microphone.
He like, what you got a session for today? We bumping microphones. I'm a microphone bumper.
Oh my God.
Davey, he be having going
a
to splash.
Mic bumping Dev.
They splash each other. Splash. Splash you. Splash me. Splash you. Splash. Let's have a splash off. Then it turned into a microphone.
So the top five.
Hold on. What about Diddy and Suge?
No.
That's a part
Diddy
of,
didn't want no fucking trouble. Suge got on there and said, you want niggas don't be in your videos dancing. Go to death row. Puff got on scene like, man, this shit ain't that deep, man. You gotta be beefing like this.
Yeah, he was saying that, but I don't know what the fuck was really going on. Puffy had that image. He had to, you know what I mean?
What about Cardi and Nicki?
Yeah, that was
no.
What you don't like that know? Joint? We ain't saying it gotta
man,
go to.
Fuck what you don't like.
I mean,
man.
It actually it did go to some fighting.
I don't.
Who, and who fought?
I think it was Raleigh and Cardi, wasn't they? Fighting with a dress on and everything at a, like a awards type joint.
I don't be watching a lot of shit.
Yeah. But that's one. You got to put that. Come on, man. That's high profile.
Okay. Well, what else?
What about Tupac Shakur versus MC Hammer?
Tupac Shakur?
Him and the nigga in the jail was beefing.
Oh, hold on. So there was a nigga in your jail named MC Hammer?
MC Hammer. And he was Tupac Shakur and he was beefing.
Man.
Oh, they was beefing Lord. Over who get to lay on the went, lawn. Who get over. To lay on the lawn with this nigga? I'm laying on the lawn with him.
Did y'all have a dance off?
He lying on me.
Y'all had a dance off.
I think that was that might have been one of the top beefs. It definitely was the top beef in the state penitentiary. I heard about that shit all outside the jail.
So do the dance though. The typewriter joint. I know you got that.
No, he was Tupac Shakur.
Oh.
Yeah, I hit him up. Boom, 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 boom.
This motherfucker be lying up.
All eyes on me.
All thighs on me.
All thighs on me. Little life is jail, nigga.
Lying on me.
Till I'm dead, I'm out. I can't wait to get bail, nigga. No, all thighs
he can
on
wait.
Me.
He don't want to get bail. He didn't want bail.
I realize you just a liar, man.
No, I just tell you your past, and you hate for me to keep your past.
You lying on me, Dev.
All right, so let's sum this up. It was me and Wayne. It was 50 and Ja Rule.
We didn't agree on that.
Nobody never said you and Wayne.
Listen, it was me and Wayne.
Can we put that as an honorable mention?
Honorable mention. All right. Me and Wayne. 50 and Ja Rule.
50 and Ja.
What was the third?
Biggie and Pac. It's number two.
Biggie and Pac.
I think you're doing off of what's name, man.
Biggie and Pac. Who else?
Come on, Little Kim and Fox? That's legendary.
Yeah, that's right. They start shooting at each other and
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, like, remember, oh, yeah. The, man.
What about Game and 50?
Nah. Game and 50 wasn't worse than 50 and Ja.
Yeah. Ja to this day might be the only person that really got impacted crazy in a beef, like as far as career-wise. Like, that was a crazy impact because he was running shit. That nigga had hits, bro. That nigga had the radio
would
on.
Would I be without you?
He had shit on smash, bro.
I'm tired of being lonely. Girl, put it on me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
You and I.
I'm going to just say this fucking dude over here is delusional to think that he's a part of that conversation.
All right, listen, we're going to do that. We're going to talk. You talk about my listen, let me tell you something. Hold on.
You hold on.
First of all, let's go bar for bar.
No, my shit was the top.
My shit was the top. Fuck is you talking about? When you go bar for bar, my shit was the top.
You know how you know a nigga that can't let yesterday go?
Fuck is you talking about?
Back in the day, no,
don't get me fucked up.
Basketball.
Don't get me fucked up. No, we talk about some
basketball. Hold on, let me tell you something. You a fucking bum. You went to a fucking online college.
Let me tell you something. We talk about yesterday's shit. Don't ever get me fucked up like I can't get that yesterday go, nigga. My life ain't no throwback Thursday, nigga. Fuck
is
you talking about?
Your life is
you the nigga
in
here cooking cheese, nigga.
Oh, no,
you in
no,
here
no,
making fee-fees, nigga.
That's part of the journey.
And that Wayne battle was part of my journey, nigga. Ain't my fault you wasn't out here to see how real I was running this shit.
You wasn't running shit,
you know what I mean? It ain't my fault. You had to, you know, you was up there, my cousin, you know, fee-fee loving.
You was a fucking Birdman hype-up man. That's what you was. He was a fucking Birdman. He was hype-up man for Birdman. Anytime Birdman. He was a dude on there. That was his nut ass.
Oh.
That wasn't a sound effect. He was a Birdman. What happened to that boy? That was him saying that. You fucking hype up man. He's a Birdman ad-lib man. What the fuck he was doing ad-libs?
A professional ad-libber?
Yeah, Birdman. He's a professional Birdman fucking ad-lib. What the fuck is he talking about? Oh, I was doing this. No. You was a dude. He was doing the fucking bird calls. Every time Birdman goes, yo, Woody, I'm ready to do a show. Go out there on the stage. Y'all ready for... Y'all ready? Birdman, number one stunner. Shoot that ass out of here. You nut?
Hey, that was a good one. I can't.
Fucking nut.
I'm a professional ab liver.
Yeah, he's a nut.
All right, that was a good one, you nut ass nigga.
Shout out to Birdman.
I got to take that one. That was a good one.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Let me ask y'all niggas a question. You got to give up something.
I ain't giving up shit, man. I'm just tired of giving up. Gave up stuff my whole life in jail.
You got to give up something.
I was in jail. I had to give shit up, man.
Something you got to live without.
Oh, my God.
It's three things. Your sight. Your hearing. Or some pussy. I'm going to keep it all the way real. From the gate, I gotta see the buns that I'm hitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm take my motherfucking hearing. Take my hand because I'm not giving up no pussy.
Hold up,
but you can't hear the fucking.
Oh no, that's the most important point. Listen,
I don't give a fuck.
The most important part of getting some buns is hearing. So I'm just going to be a blind nigga getting some buns.
Because you can't hear the splash, like the squash, or the smack.
Listen, you can feel shit. You can feel, like, my whole thing is about feeling. Just imagine. It's better when you can feel. You can be blind. You can't see, but you like this. You feeling it, like, oh, you feeling it. And then you can hear the noise. Like, you be feeling. Let me
and
see
then your feelings is.
I'm just saying.
I
was just trying to figure it out. I was just saying, like, you just figure it out and just, like, you be grabbing
but
somebody.
But you body checked him just
no,
then.
No,
what the fuck
just,
is you doing,
just,
man?
I was trying to see something. That's all I'm saying. Trying to see.
Well, what are you trying to see?
I
want
to
hear the noise. I want to hear noise.
Fuck you, you grab me, but you want to hear the noise.
No, I'm not saying it like that. But what I'm saying is, you know, when you, the noise is everything. Like
you
like,
was, you had party tape, so I understand. You couldn't
tape.
Even see. You was jerking off to the audio of pornos.
Just imagine. I gotta be, shout out to, I gotta be Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder, because just imagine you not hearing the sound. You seeing the facial expressions.
Yeah, that's
you can't
cool.
Hear it.
That's
you
cool.
Can't hear it. I want to hear. I need to
right,
hear.
Right, you can hear it, but hear she like Wallace. Come
oh
on out
God.
The bathroom, baby. Come get this pussy.
Oh
you
my
like
God.
This?
No, I'm gonna know where the crib at. No, I'm not.
Come get this.
I'm gonna know. Listen, I'm gonna know where the crib at.
Talk for me, so I can get
I'm gonna know where the crib at.
Pussy Wallow.
No, don't touch me, man. Don't be touching me in the back area, man. What the fuck is mad with you?
I mean, if
well,
you
know, I'd rather be like this. Oh, here she go. Come in.
No, listen.
Come here, I'm hitting that. Come here. Bam! Come here, hold on.
You can't hear the sound. Bam. Oh, my God.
Is she like right. this?
Because Wallow's way is just like fucking no, in the dark. See, it's like fucking see, in the
but,
dark.
But no, on his joint, it'd be different again. How you be hitting it, how you be doing it, it'd be different. You're not in there yet. You're not doing nothing. It's not, I don't feel nothing.
Oh, my God.
So that's how it sounds for him. That's
now
how it
sounds for him. You know the facial expression.
But no, what if she make a facial expression, but she really like, yeah, shit don't feel like nothing.
Nothing, yo.
Guess what?
She knows she she know you deaf.
I can't hear her.
Listen, I can't feel nothing, little Gil. You're not in me yet. All that type shit.
You know she feels something when you see that vein come out. You know she feels something when you see that vein come out in her fucking head right here. You see, you don't bring April vein out, so you don't know what I'm talking about. When the vein come out right here, there's too many fucking blood rushing to the head. You hear me? That's excitement. You wouldn't know nothing about that. You don't bring the veins out. You don't bring the out of April. You hear me?
You got to step fucking your fucking
I'm not up, losing my vision or hearing, nigga.
So you ain't getting no pussy?
I'm just going to be jerking off on other shit.
Yeah, your life is fucked up.
I'm going to just have to do the joint where they your just play with themselves in front of me and I'll be beating off and all types of weird shit, man. Up. I get some head.
Oh, your life fucked up. No, you can't get none of that.
No,
that's part of sex.
How you going to get head?
You adding shit.
If you that's get part head, of sex.
You said pussy.
That's part of sex. It's cool. You have all your vision in your sight and you have the hardest dick in the country. It's cool. So I'm I'll be with my sight and can't hear shit, laser tagging the shit out of two. She like this.
I don't feel you.
I'll be the Pornhub captain.
Cause me, I'd rather be.
You know what she? You know what she
I'd rather
was
be
saying?
Blind and just hear. Oh my God. Why are you doing? Oh my God!
Yo, I'll just get some professional fifis made by this nigga.
Hey. Oh shit, this nigga!
And the whole time, Wallow fucking from the back.
You, I'm gonna make you.
Listen,
the
whole time
you used to sell him in jail. Yeah.
The whole time Wallow fucking from the back. She like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, girl. He almost done. I'll be right. Oh my God.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
I'll be able to feel if she's doing something like that.
No, you won't. She's like this. He hit her from the back. He can't see what you got in your hand. She like covers. Covers. I ain't got nothing covers. Oh, all right. This nigga tripping, bitch. He in here. We keep reaching for the phone, talking about what I got in my hand. As soon as I'm done, I'm out the door. He ain't going to see me leave. You know what I mean? I'll be right there. Like, so what's the difference?
Damn, man.
Oh, ain't none. Cool. All right. Let me ask you a question. Who you helping? You got three people. They all in the same place. You got a Vietnam vet. He outside. He dead pop, scrambled like some eggs.
What's his situation?
He fucked up, busted and disgusted. Got to sign up. You can only help one. You got to sign up. I need food. Gotta eat now. Starving. Going through dehydration. Please help me. It's a little boy in the supermarket. He bad as shit. Running around. Mom, stop it, Joey. Stop it. Please, Joey. Please stop. Joey knock over a whole motherfucking row of cans of all kinds of shit. Beef ravioli. Can't fall, hit little Joey right in his biscuit.
Lay him out.
He fall right out. Ooh.
Is he bleeding?
No, he's not bleeding.
He ain't bleeding. He just laid out, fucked up.
Because I got hit by plenty of cans. I was
okay. Now, it's the IG model. Badder than a motherfucker. She in the supermarket. She walked over where they mopped at. She slips, she fall, all in the cookie aisle. Bust her ass. She fucked up a little bit, though, but she fall stomach first, so the ass just sitting
helping,
all up
I'm
there.
Helping the IG model.
What?
No, listen, can I explain myself?
You better.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
This is why I'm helping the IG model.
Hold on, wait.
I'm helping the IG model because, listen, two things. Number one, the vet, if he's out there, he could take his ass to the VA. The VA, they help all vets and anything. You ain't got to worry about shit. So somebody could direct him to the VA. Number two, my heart is for the kids. Love the kids. But little Bobby that's running around being bad, he's going to have everybody in the market helping him. So while this girl is on the cookie aisle, nobody might not help. So I got to help her.
Everybody going to help her too, nigga. You're the only other person
because
in the store.
Because everybody helping Bobby. Bobby over there crying.
Nah, you're the only person in the store who you helping, this little child in need.
No, he didn't say that.
Wallow 267.
He didn't say that.
Positive speaker.
I am, but listen,
so you're going to fall on the IG model ass. Let me help you up.
No, I'm not.
Look what you're doing down there. Wait, let me help you up, baby. Goddamn, get up, baby.
The IG model, she probably don't have nobody, you know what I mean, helping her. So I'm just going to help her get up. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to help her get up.
You're going to help up my ass.
Little Bobby.
You're going to help her get up or she going to help you get up? Which one, my nigga? Like,
Little Bobby going to have a bunch of people helping him.
Like, nobody's in there but you.
Sometimes as a child, little moments like that, you got to let them go through so they get experience of life and just understand shit. Because I was like that.
Maybe these big butt bitches got to fall sometimes, right, too, because right. They living on a high life. Right. Maybe you need to stumble
right.
Sometimes.
Right, maybe them bitches need to slip.
I'm just being a good Samaritan, man. I'm just helping somebody. Damn.
So you'll help the buns over the sons, huh?
No, I'm not saying
you're going to help the little boy, but you'll help them. I'm not saying that.
What I'm saying is, being a good Samaritan, you just got to help.
She fall, you're like, oh, buns, fresh out the toaster. Let me help you.
No, listen. Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Them biscuits listen. Was out the convention.
No, because listen, I will say this. I'm going to help Bobby, but on my way to Bobby, she was in the aisle, and I was just happy to go
and
by this aisle.
It was the biscuit aisle.
Wait, hold on. How are you going to say that? How it happened? I was going my way to help Bobby.
I ran into her. Right?
He was three hours down. I heard him crying. But I just see these big old biscuits. I'm helping a Vietnam vet.
What?
I'm helping a vet, man. You see how much I give people in need money. Every time we pull up, here you go. Here we go.
$50, right?
I ain't worrying about that.
Hold on, $50, right?
I pass off 50s all the time. Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't worrying about the bitch with the big buns.
Motherfucking lying, man. I've been with him forever. He ain't never give out $50. This motherfucker give out a poke-ass $5.
Hey.
And the $5 he give out, he never give out the crispy ones. He give out the ones that
the dirtiest ones.
The wounded warrior $5. He's a piece of shit. Shout out to all the vets.
Hey, listen, if a nigga was in Vietnam, he's old as hell right now.
The first thing
that's
I do,
old, that's
the first
old
thing
joint.
I do, when I see somebody that's a vet, I offer him, I'll take you to the VA right now. Because the VA helped. So, because some people be lying out here. They really don't be vets. Mm. They just have no sign I'm a vet. I was in 10 Ward.
Well, see, I'm not here to question.
I'm not here to question.
Or not.
You're not.
You got
to
deal with God. With
maybe
that.
He was a vet, but he got a dishonorable discharge.
Right. If you swindled me out
but
of $5.
Stop lying on the bench. $10,
$50. I did, dog.
Stop saying $50, please.
All right. First of all, first of all, hold on. First of all, they just posted on Instagram. I went in GameStop. There was a little boy in there who he wanted a certain game. He was with his mom. They posted this shit on Instagram. And the GameStop that I was in posted it. Like, damn, Gilly a real nigga. I went in there. He wanted a game. It was $60. Young boy only had $40. So his mom was like, well, you got to get something else. I said, oh, no. What game you want, youngin? Get that game. There you go.
What game did you pick?
$1 million worth of games. We know you give out game. But you're not giving out $50 is what you're saying.
So he put his money up. I said, no, keep that, young boy. I got this one. So I just gave a young boy $60. Gave a young boy $60 to get him a game. I ain't knowing.
That's a kid.
So stop saying I don't give people money, man.
You don't give out $50.
That was $60.
Oh, yeah, that was. That don't count. That was a kid.
Fuck you talking about. No, it all count. We come out my motherfucking pockets. Fuck you mean it don't count. Fuck wrong with you. So who was you helping?
I'm helping a little kid, man. I'm not helping that big butt. I don't give a fuck about big butt bitches, babe.
Y'all cool. Hey, Erica, we recording right now.
Oh, this is the boss.
Hey, I just needed to know the number per year.
Mm.
All right, just say, okay, all right, cool.
Oh, you talking big business, huh? He's talking.
Big
boss business.
Right. Big boss low.
I just needed to know.
He said I handle business right on the podcast.
Yeah, that's cool. I got it. All right, I'm going to call you.
Shout out to Erica from Boston.
I got you. All right. Yeah, but no, the whole thing is like, at the end of the day, it's like, he do good shit. Right.
I just gave away a fucking car, bro.
Yeah, what was the next topic?
Oh, okay. Fuck is you talking about. Right. If your woman could change one thing about you, what you think it would be? I'm going to start this off. I think if two could change one thing about me, it probably would be I play too fucking much. Like, I don't take shit serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that really fucks with her a lot, that, like, I never take nothing serious. Like, nothing's never that serious to me. Like, all the shit I've been through in life, like, but if I wake up breathing tomorrow, life is not that serious. It's not like God gave me another chance to be able to do something great today. So
that's a great attitude.
But I think if she could change one thing about me, it probably would be that I play too much. Now, I think if Veronica could change one thing about Dev, what? It'd be the length in his dick.
Hold on, first off.
she said he all balls no stem.
I heard you arguing.
This
is the thing.
I heard you arguing outside.
This is the thing.
I heard you arguing outside.
Wait,
you all balls.
Wait. See, this is the thing. This is the thing where we can't be crossing the line here.
Nigga, all balls, no stem.
We can't cross the line. Gil be talking about people's religions, bro. And we can't respect that.
Who be doing that?
Gil. He knows I'm in the Nation. I'm in the Nation of Islam, nigga.
Oh, my
God. And you know, they call me Malcolm Sex. They call me Malcolm Sex, nigga. I've been leading the Nation of Islam for years. Do not come at my mother.
You hear this shit?
Islam. You know what I'm saying? Don't come at Malcolm Sex, bro.
Peace to the brothers.
You know what I mean?
All I'm going to tell him is,
listen.
Make me call them niggas. And
listen,
put
man.
Beam, put them
listen,
niggas
man.
With them suits on you
listen,
for playing.
Man. Listen, man. Listen.
Yeah, about them beats.
Listen. Listen.
Maybe listen. Put them niggas on you with them suits.
Listen, man. Ain't nobody worried about that, man.
Oh,
I'm
going
to say this, though.
Here you go. He going to use
listen,
his karate.
Man, this is my whole thing.
He going to use his taekwondo.
Listen.
And he going to say this about me, too. She loved it. I'm always happy, always playing. But I'm the motherfucker that can't sit down.
Oh, yeah. That nigga can't.
That drive Gil crazy. Because I'd be like, what we doing? Like, I'd be sitting there, and I just start bouncing the fuck around. Off of walls and shit, man.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to go. I'm trying to be
nigga,
out.
Nigga, that motherfucker.
Like, I don't
like,
give a fuck where.
What's
like,
that shit called when like, you can't stay like still?
Attention deficit disorder.
Oh, yeah, he definitely
like,
got
listen,
that.
Like,
he got
listen,
a bunch of shit.
Like, we was in Utah, right? And I was just looking. I was like, oh, let's go climb that mountain. I'm looking out the window. I'm like, yeah, we got to climb the mountain. She's like, what the fuck you, like, we watching a movie. You just want to climb the fucking mountain? Why not? It's right there. We only live once. Let's go.
I mean, you've been locked in a cage mad long, so you just want to do a bunch of shit.
No, that nigga always want to do shit now. Like, cuz, what are we doing? Let's do it now.
Let's
like,
get out of here. Let's
nigga,
go.
Nigga, no. Fuck is you talking about? Like, we was in Atlanta at the spot, and it was 11:30, and this nigga was like, cuz, like, what are we doing? Like, I've never been in the house this long since I've been home. Like, I'm like, nigga, you need to chill sometimes. He like, let's go to the mall or something. I'm like, nigga, the mall at 11:30 for what? Like, it killed him to stay in that fucking crib to 3 o'clock. Like, it killed him.
He been locked
see,
up,
see,
man.
See, I got a big thing with couches. I love couches. I'm a couch. Like, I'm a real couch. Like, you know how some people like, oh, I like to go to certain restaurants. I got a thing with laying on couches and shit, right? They got an unbelievable couch down in Atlanta, right? I love this couch. So I don't know what happened. That couch took me away for a minute, but I was like, I gotta get off this fucking couch. It was comfortable. And I just wanted to go. And he just wanted to be a loser that day.
So, Dev, go ahead. What you was about to ask him.
No, I was about to say, so that's what your thing would be, is that you just bounce around too much, you do too much. That's what she would change about you.
Yeah, I like to move.
I know what my girl would change about me, for real.
What's that?
She would make me dumber. My girl don't like that I'm so smart. She can't, listen, man. We get into debates, arguments. She's going to lose every time. You know what I'm saying? She don't want
damn, that. She'll make him dumber.
Yeah. Damn. So.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be like, yo, this nigga too smart.
So you saying you smarter than your woman?
Yes.
Or are you saying that your woman is dumb?
I'm saying that I'm smarter than my woman.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm. That's deep.
That's deep. Like,
yeah.
Would she agree with that? Or is that like some shit?
I think she would. She knows. I'm just an intelligent guy.
We got to get her on the show. What you think? Hmm?
then all the women got to be on the show. No.
You heard that answer? He said, not if that puts April on the show.
Put anybody on there.
Put him
we
out
could
there.
Do that. We could definitely. Really see who the boss of this shit is.
Yeah, we could do that.
I know I run my shit.
I run my shit.
The fuck you looking at? Yo, don't fucking look at me, nigga.
Well, you what's run that? From your listen, shit, huh? Listen. I'm like, I run my shit. He like, I run my shit. You don't look at me, nigga. V, yeah, I ain't playing.
Don't look at me.
I said she'll make me dumber.
Yeah, yeah, she'll make me dumber. That's all I said.
That's it?
That's it.
She wouldn't make you what I said?
No.
Because she did.
I told you,
outside,
I'm in the nation.
She screamed out you was all balls,
you,
no stem.
I told you, I'm in the nation.
All right, sound like a mop.
That's not that kind.
Let's get into the $1 million worth of game. Let's see what this dude's talking about. He said, yo, Gilly, I need some game. I've been dealing with these two women for 3 years now. I met one a year prior and we split, but I let her back a few months ago after splitting up. The only thing that, because I honestly thought we were done, I met the second woman, and at this point, 3 years later, shit is mad complicated. They say you can't love two people, but to be honest, I do, because they both excel in areas that the other doesn't. So it's like a yin and a yang balance thing. You feel me? My conscience is really wearing on me, though, OG. I have to let one go soon. Shit is going to be tough because I fuck with them both heavy. I can't keep this up. What should I do? I know there's some nut-ass shit, but I want to hear from you what you think.
Well,
I think if you're juggling both of them bitches at one time and they giving you everything you need, why the fuck would you jump out a moving car?
Going in the right direction.
You're going in the right direction.
You're going in the right speed.
Oh, my God.
If I was you, I might try to get them bitches in the same room and let them know, listen, she pick up in the areas you lacking in, so let's just make this one big happy family. See, now we living in the days era where shit is different.
We? Oh, family.
Like a nigga came on my live a week ago. He was laid up with both his women. Yeah, they both mine. Yeah, we one big happy family. I'm like, oh, shit. He was a young boy. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, but if you got to let one go, I would, you know, you got to outweigh the good with the bad. Feel me? Like, okay, like which one could cook? Which one can't cook? Which one like kids? Which one don't like kids? Which one can suck the bullet out of Uzi on safety? Which one can't suck the bullet out of Uzi on safety? You feel me? Which one make the right noises when y'all having sex? Which one don't make the right noise? Because all that little shit means something to me. Oh, shit. Oh. Like, you know, like, which one... You know, it's just little shit. Which
but
one?
But you ain't gonna be able to hear him because you're gonna be deaf. You'll be deaf.
No. That was a different subject. Fuck is you talking about? Like, which one got the prettiest feet? Because you know, feet is a thing to me. Bitch can't look like she ride four.
It's a lot of
pressure.
It's gonna be a pressure on both of them because they got to compete with each other. It's gonna be a lot of pressure.
Yeah. He's not letting neither one of them go.
No.
Right. But if he bring all the whole family together, then it's like you got the best and you got the best of both worlds.
That's a risky move.
It is a risky move, but life is risky.
He about to lose it all. That nigga's going to ride this out until he get caught and see if one of them stay with him.
Oh, that's what you would do. Huh? He's telling on himself. Look, he's telling on himself. He's telling on himself.
No, you trying to make something up. I'm absolutely not telling on myself.
You're telling yourself. Huh? That's what you do. You ride both of them out until you get caught and you see which one's
I would never be in that situation.
He loved 2 Jones. This dude loves 2 Jones.
Is it possible to love 2 women the same?
I think it is. You put yourself in that bag. He fucked himself. Yeah, he in that bag.
I don't think it's possible to love 2 women the same.
I mean, I don't know. You're saying for them to be equal?
Yes, I don't think that's possible.
Well, think about this. If you with a woman, right, and y'all love is on 100, and she like pass away or something, and then you meet somebody else, you can't say you didn't love that one the same amount. It's just different.
No, but I was talking about it at the same time.
But what I'm saying is...
I ain't talking about if one passed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it just shows that even though these people were complete opposites or whatever, I think a person can. I think the thing that people need to do is not put themselves in that position.
Oh, no. If I break up with 2 today or tomorrow, I ain't going to never love a woman the same. Mm-mm. I already tried that. That shit ain't work.
That's crazy.
I already tried to give a woman my whole heart. That shit didn't work. Now the next bitch, you only getting half of my heart. Huh, bitch, you want a half a heart? Huh? That's all you're getting. Because I'm going to be a cold motherfucker.
I'm going to just be focused on me.
Yeah, me. Right. If I get out of a relationship, first of all, I've been in a relationship for 20 plus years. If I get out of a relationship, it's some bitches out here that's going to get slapped in the head with a dick.
Hold on.
Before I get in another relationship.
Gil's situation is different. Gil been with his woman for 20 years. You telling me if you and your girl break up, you want some I'll never love again? You just came home from jail. You missed out on that.
No, but he was in love in jail, so that don't
come. Who the fuck was I in love with in jail?
Ricky, man.
Ricky Minaj. Fuck is you talking about?
You take that fucking smut off my name.
He ain't love Ricky because Ricky, he had him hoeing.
Fiance?
He had hoeing too, so he ain't love him. He ain't love him. He loved whoever he was talking about in the yard with the MC Hammer when they was fighting.
Oh, no, he loved Kevin the Stallion.
He keep putting this fucking smut on my name. This boy will be, I don't know where he'd be making.
He was
this
in
shit
love with Megan, brother.
He just put his sweat on my name.
No, I'm just saying. So you'll never love again, huh?
No, it's like it's
so you're turning to Lil Wayne. How to love.
No, it's just that.
April came along and she took my heart, fucked me all around. Now I don't know how to love.
He fascinated Wayne.
That kind of sounds like Prince to me right now.
How to love.
He had a real passionate relationship with Wayne, like a real personal passionate.
That's my youngin', dog. I'm just saying that was the song that he had, How to Love.
Yeah, I'm
you
cool.
Just said if you broke up with April, you wouldn't know how to love no more.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'll be chilling.
Okay.
Damn. That's a one relationship in 20 year average. Like right. Jay-Z said, like, damn, that's it. Damn.
So is either April's the one or you're done?
Yeah.
Damn, she got that power pack.
No, it ain't
God
about that.
Damn,
it ain't
she
about
put
that
power
that,
pack on. Yeah, now, let me tell you something, boy, you're supposed to whip the pussy.
Nah.
You running around here, pussy whip. You're supposed to whip that pussy.
I ain't tattooed on
let
that
me,
pussy.
Let me just tell you something. If we add
I take
April,
care of that pussy.
If April break up with you, you think she ain't gonna never love again? No, she is.
Yeah, remember that, man. It's always balls Jesus in Baltimore.
No, I'm not yo, what's fine? How you know that?
No, I'm just saying. We talked about
it's always balls in Baltimore.
Yeah, listen, that she gonna have them shirts
yo,
on.
Adam. Yeah, she Dems
gonna,
is savage.
She gonna have them shirts
he's
on.
It's like a private
he's
party.
So filthy.
Yeah, it's like he be having private parties. Nah. Always balls in Baltimore.
She gonna have them shirts on. Nigga.
He about soon. To bring them t-shirts.
She gonna have them t-shirts. It's always penis in Pennsylvania, nigga. It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, he filthy.
You know what I'm saying? You will not be the last.
Always balls in Baltimore.
Nasty Boy presents. Listen, like a man. Special closed door party. Nobody
she gonna,
know
she
about.
She going to have somebody it's else riding around in that Bentley, nigga.
Balls in Baltimore.
This nigga's a sad. You filthy, Jeff.
Listen, man.
Yo, how did you come up with this? I couldn't even say those
shit. He's going to come up with the whole t-shirt line. It's always Cox and Camden.
Spicy production. Oh, a special black room party. Everybody's shut allowed.
There's always balls in Baltimore.
There's always Cox and Camden.
There's always Cox and Camden t-shirts. It's always pistols in Philly.
No, it's always pistols in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's always penis in Pennsylvania, man.
Always penis. Oh,
this dude is filthy.
Listen, man, she is not stopping at you, Lo. I just want you to know that now.
No, I'm not talking about stop. You misplaying what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I'm not going to have the time and energy to do that. I'm just living my life.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yo, this motherfucker is always Baltimore.
He coming out with a soul next line. There's always trannies and Trent.
No, I don't know about that one. That ain't on my t-shirt line, nigga. That ain't on my.
Chicken. Why do you say that, though? It's always Baltimore.
Yo, I'm hot, man. Oh. Fuck, man.
This motherfucker, man. I swear, man. Yo. I'm done.
This nigga killed me. Oh, my God.
Yo, what else is on the motherfucking
oh,
docket,
what I'm saying is, you crazy, Dev. Dev, you just got, you just got hot spicy.
Nothing spicy about it, man. Nothing spicy, man.
He just turned into a hot tamale.
No.
That motherfucker.
He just creeped out of nowhere. It's always balls in Baltimore.
Oh my God, this nigga crazy.
How do you know how many balls?
How you know that?
Not me.
Who did the research? That's a dirty research. It's a dirty job. Somebody got to do it.
Who did the research? Yo. It's always penises in Pennsylvania.
Yo. How do you know that?
It's always trannies and trannies.
No, all this is made up. This is a flip. Yo.
Oh, t-shirts coming soon. Make sure y'all
by April. By April, not by me.
No, make sure y'all for real. Some real shit though. No, on some real shit though. T-shirts is coming soon.
No, we got everything coming soon on Barstool.
All the merch is coming soon.
Barstoolsports.com, man. It's gonna be everything. $1 million worth of game. We got the t-shirts. We got the hoodies. We got a bunch of merch coming. We ready to do a crazy merch drop. We gonna give you a package. The stickers. We got all the crazy merch coming, man.
We got t-shirts. We got hoodies. We got stickers. We got cups. We got lighters.
We don't have no balls.
We ain't got no $1 million worth of game nuts. All right. So listen though.
Oh my God.
We got all the merch coming. You know, we kind of like the NWA of the podcast. Bro. So I like when Wallow designed this shirt. Wallow designs all the shirts, by the way. I don't design none of this shit. So if you don't like this shit, you blame Wallow. All right. Don't fucking blame me. He sit up in there with the people that work at Barstool, and they come up with some great ideas.
Yeah, Barstool, shout out. You know, shout out to Allison. She's the shit.
Yeah, she is.
Allison Barstool.
Shout out to Kells on Earth, too.
Yeah, Kells on Earth. Kells crazy.
And Jaguar Jack.
Oh, my. I got to give a shout out.
Dirty Dave.
No. Dirty. Sometimes it's Dirty Dave. Sometimes it's Crazy Dave. It depends on how I'm feeling.
Oh, depends on how you're feeling. Okay.
Dave eating that. I got to take Dave to a real pizza joint. Eat some onion pizza, some vegetarian pizza. He keep eating them bullshit plain pizzas. Mm-hmm. Butt naked. He like butt naked. Oh, I only eat butt naked pizza. That's not exciting all the time. That's like, how exciting is that, Dave? Dave just want to eat butt naked pizza. Like the pizza don't have nothing. Ain't dressed in nothing.
I
ass
like
naked.
Butt naked pizza, so.
Yeah, but you're different. You're fucking different. Like,
yeah, he don't like nothing. He don't like green peppers. He don't like shit. Yeah.
I don't like nothing. All right, let's get into.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Stories from the Cell. Stories from the Cell is brought to you by Barstool Sports.
Stories from the Cell is brought to you by Broken Barstool Sports. The Barstool has broke after the dude hit Gilly in the head in that vicious bar rumble. In the Black Banana Bar.
The BBB?
Yeah, the Black Banana. The Black Banana Bar.
The Black Banana Bar and Lounge.
Lounge. Yeah, Dev have his parties there.
Nah, y'all work there, you said.
It's always balls at the Black Banana.
It's the campus, so you know it's different.
Hold on. So, but y'all was in the Black Banana Bar fighting? Dudes, no, because you said Gil's piece was out in front of a man. That's what you said. You said he approached a man with his piece out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Gil is spicy there.
But there's always Cox and Camden.
Gil go both ways. It's all right. He's trisexual.
He'll do a little bit.
He try anything. it depends on what type of brewski he had. Oh, I'm drunk. It don't count, cuz. That shit don't count. I was drunk.
He get drunk real easy.
Everything
too.
That happened, it don't count. So, you know, shout out to him and everybody else is trisexual. That's their thing. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But interesting thing. Over here, don't want to say his name.
Say his name.
No, because it's a personal thing.
Make up a name.
No, I talked about this one time on my IG, and it was deep because old head was
I don't like energy when he's sick.
No, it ain't about him sick. It's just that this
dead energy.
Yeah. This right here is like it's something that's different. Like my OG, a lot of people might know him. We was up Dallas,
Pink Palace.
Yeah, the palace, Pink Palace. And me and his old head was in a boxing gym. He's sharp with boxing and all that. He had got a.
He knocked you out and fucked you?
No, he wasn't. He didn't do that.
He said it was personal. All right.
No, he didn't do that.
Thought he might have knocked you up and knocked you out and knocked you up.
He's serving life in prison.
Oh, okay.
He was in prison for like 20-something years at the time, like for a long time, like probably like, 20, pushing 20. His daughter was dealing with this dude in the streets. I'm talking to everybody out there that got daughters. Be mindful who your daughter is dealing with. Know about her surroundings. Know about what's going on, because things can change real quick. Her daughter dealing with this fucking street dude, street nigga doing his thing, whatever. The street dude do some shit, get a daughter the car. They shoot the car up, kill his daughter. Now, you know, everybody want to be cool with their kids and the environment we come from. It's more this brother-sister relationship than it is a mom, dad, sister. You know, it's more this brother. It was the most disturbing thing, but it was two pieces that happened with him. That number one, you're doing life in prison. So you lost your freedom because you was a part of the street culture.
And you're not there to put no protection on your daughter.
And you're not there to put no fucking protection on your kids. Now, everybody quick to glorify the street game. A lot of times we understand when we listen to music, music is entertainment. We can't blame everything on music. We got to step back to parenting and shit. Because, yeah, Gil kids might listen to music, whatever, but he's hands-on with his shit. You know what I'm saying? He's hands-on. He talked to... No, what the fuck? Like, what's going on in their lives and all that. It ain't just about... Because a lot of people sit here and say, oh, no, the music. Fuck that music. What are you doing directly with your children while you there, if you could be there? And for those that's operating outside of law that's doing their thing, a lot of people say, I do the thing, I take care of my family. There's a lot of ways you can take care of your family because you ain't going to really be able to take care of your family when they need you to take care of them the most. A young girl in the cities, young girls, period, they need their father to give them some information on the type of man they should be dealing with and shouldn't be dealing with. And they learn that from seeing how that man deal with their mother and just being around them and understanding stuff and giving them wisdom through what they witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people sit there and say, oh, no, she should know. She old enough. No, fuck that. It don't mean she's 20, she's 25. She might be 25, never had a man in her life to school her.
No example.
Every man that she had only gave her game that was beneficial to them. It wasn't beneficial to her. It was about how you could look out for me. A father going to be like, no, this is how you do this. This is how you know, I'm going to take you out, make sure I give you experience that no other man can hold over your head and say, oh, I done this for you. You got to do this for me or you need me or this, that, and third. And that's where it be fucking up a lot of times. A lot of times these girls is growing up, they ain't got no father. Mm-hmm. The same thing with a young boy. But it's a little different with a young cat because a young cat think it's more, where we come from, it's more glamorous to be a street pops, to be a street nigga if his dad was a street nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to live that journey and they want to relive that joint. Yeah, my dad was out here. I'm out here. Because you know how many young boys I ran into? They dads be in a good position now, but they went through some street shit and they quick to higgle the joint. No, I'm getting my own name. What the fuck is you talking about? Mm-hmm. Your name is your name from your father.
Mm-hmm.
You already got a name that you could live off. And I'm talking about, especially if your dad is, he converted his life and he's doing the right shit. So you're trying to go a route you don't have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is in position to where as though, I'm talking about, and this be crazy. It'd be like dudes I know that was really active out here in the streets.
Their sons don't listen to them.
And their sons don't listen to them. They look at them like they're in that, but they'll listen to the music. They'll listen to other people in the streets that ain't got shit going on, but they damn might have positioned themselves and be in a better position. I'm talking about, this shit happened all the time. So many dudes like, my son, he like your videos, he be listening, but that nigga won't listen to me, go holler. And I'm like, he don't listen to you? Do he know how dangerous you used to be? Do he know you'll fuck him up? Man, I don't even be saying that. They be disrespectful and all this shit. Young boys, if you got a father out here, if you're fortunate to have a father, I'm a dude that grew up not having a father. I had a big brother and I had some OGs, but a lot of my OGs gave me game of how to operate in the street culture. They ain't give me no father-son game. It's different. That shit different. It's different when you got a pop that's breathing and living, and you know what I mean? Just think about it. I had a stepdad, but it ain't like your father that you came from that's going to make sure he give you every fucking thing to school you in anything, because you him, like, he looking at you in like it's a mirror. So take advantage of your fathers. Tap into them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your fathers had you when you was young, and they couldn't be the fathers they needed to be because they was growing up being children themselves.
Right.
But give them the chance to be a father and take advantage of that.
Right.
So and then some of y'all having kids, y'all disconnected from y'all dads, so they can't be the grandfathers they need to be. It need to be the grandbabies need to see, damn, I got my father and my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And you dudes is out there, put some game with your daughters, man. And women, start putting good, make sure you don't have any type of nigga around your fucking daughter, man. That shit ain't cool. You see what I'm saying? But if you out there, young boys, man, tap into your dad, man. Reach out to him, man. Even if you don't really know it, reach out, man, so you can just see it, so your child can know who it is, so we can break the cycle of just growing up and saying fuck it and ignoring it. We trying to ignore it, but we going through all this pain. And stop, you know, and I understand, you know, even if your dad ain't make it great in life, he ain't got to have all this money or be all this success, try to connect and have a fucking relationship with your father, man, if you can, because I wish my dad was around when I had a
but
dad.
But I'm going to keep it all the way real. A lot of that be the dad's fault, though. You know what I mean? A lot of these young niggas don't mess with their dad because their dad was on some dickhead shit through all his 20s and in his 30s, and now he 40-something, and now these little niggas is 20-something, and you never was a part of a nigga life, and now a nigga done developed a heart so cold that he like, man, fuck you, nigga. Oh, now you want to come around. Now you want to come around. I'm 22. I'm 19. Oh, no, nigga, I had to survive out here on my own, nigga. Everything I learned this far, I learned it on my own. You ain't had nothing to do with that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
I knew your hat was fucked up. I just wanted you to look at it because you look like a goofy.
Oh, that's cool.
At a dinner. But that's cool. But so it's cool you saying
day,
that.
Hold on, let me finish, though. At the end of the day, a lot of times it be the dad that fucked the relationship up. And now these young niggas, you know, after going through so many birthdays and so many school events and so many basketball games and so many, and your pop wasn't around, that hurt turns to resentment. It, at one time, it was, damn, you young. My dad don't never. You look over, homie, dad did, man. Mom and dad did. Why my dad don't ever come? I don't never see. He don't never come to my nothing. By the time you 15, you're like, man, fuck that nut ass nigga. Nigga asked about you, that nigga's a fucking nut. By the time you 19, now he come around, he trying to give you, put some game on you. You like, oh, hey, you don't get the fuck out of here if I knock you the fuck out, man. The fuck out of here, man. I don't want to hear none of that shit you talking, man. Especially if the young boy got something going on.
Right.
Especially if the young boy got something going on. He in college. He ready to get a good job. Now you want to come holler at me, my nigga. I done made my own way through life. It's a little easy if the dad got some money, then he can come in. He could probably finesse the child a little bit. You, damn, man, I want to help you, man. I'm sorry I went around, but, man, I want to get you a car. And you could probably finesse the little nigga. But a lot of times, man, it be the dad's problem, man, because they wasn't stand-up niggas when they were supposed to be. They wasn't stand-up fathers. They wasn't stand-up. One thing for sure, two things for certain. You know how many kids sit around and question themselves, like, why my dad don't call me?
And now they got to question themselves, like something wrong with them, or they done something.
Right.
Why am I, like, my dad don't even call me. Like, is he really my dad?
Yeah, all types of shit.
Like, niggas be having all types of questions.
He just
going
disappear.
On.
He don't be
right.
There.
He don't, like, damn, last time I talked to my dad probably was a year
and
ago.
And now you can see your dad on social media.
You go on social media.
He living his life. You're right. Like, how the fuck he
shit, sometimes he got a different family and he doing his thing over there.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. They doing anything.
Nigga don't even call you. He don't even talk to you and you looking.
I'm going
to
keep it. Listen, I'm going to keep
it. You got brothers and sisters. You don't even know.
I'm going to keep it real. I fucks with my dad now, heavy. But one time when I was probably like 14, I found out where my pop lived at. And I walked up to the crib and I turned the doorknob and I walked in. It was around Christmas time. It was a Christmas tree up, presents all underneath that motherfucker.
Man, what the fuck?
Like, it was one of them things where it was like, damn, it's lit over here. Like, over here with this family, shit is fire. Like, he active. And I yelled out, Dad. And my pop said, What, James? Because he thought it was my brother. And I was like, it ain't James, it's Dev. And I just hear like, oh, shit. And I'm like a lamp or something knock over. And then he come down steps like, hey, how you doing, son? You know what I'm saying? Damn. And the shit was like, it was crazy. It was, nah, for real. And it was crazy. But the one part that was fucking with me was the fact that it looked like shit was dope around here. Like, oh.
And I ain't even being thought of. Like, it seems
that's
like
what
I'm not
I,
even
how
included.
It was in my mind. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what he's saying is real. Like.
Right. Yeah, but it's a flip side to what he say that, because me and him know some situations, a bunch of situations,
mm-hmm.
whereas though, dudes is really there, dudes is really dads, and they sons is be on some,
yeah,
I want to be a street nigga, or I want to be tough, I want to be this and that, I ain't trying to hear situation. That shit, you don't know what the fuck you talking about,
right.
Dad, you don't know what's going on now, nigga, you would fuck out of here.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like shit changed.
Shit changed. Like, ain't like, nothing new under the sun, man.
It just called
like
a different
name.
Like
the same shit ain't been
it just called a different
name. Revolving door for
Forever.
It just called a different name. And right. They just, because I understand exactly what he's saying, but it's these motherfuckers out here that just like, man, get out of here, Dan. I ain't trying to hear that shit. I just want to be a dickhead.
Right.
Not because they have to be a dickhead.
Right.
Because being a dickhead sometimes is just the shit out here.
Just the bottom line
doing
is.
Doing nothing.
Some people in life, they got a 3 to 6 in them. They got a five to ten in them.
But they need a bit. Like,
they got a 10 to 20 in them.
They got it in them.
You feel what I'm saying? I got a homie. Mom got money. Dad got money. Grew up in a great neighborhood. Got a college education. Could be anything he want to be.
What he doing?
He sell weed. So, that nigga had every opportunity to be. Feel what I'm saying?
I know niggas that came to Camden, to be street niggas.
Anything he want. You got the opportunity.
That's crazy,
man. Anything when your mom provided you with a house home you never needed. You never even knew what it was to be go through any type of adversity growing up. You college education. But he want to hustle.
And this boy Gil talking about one day we in a fucking Wawa and we seen him. He like, damn, Wallo, what's up, man? I heard him. I'm like, what's up? I'm like, damn, Gil, who do? He said he cool, but I don't fuck with him no more because he be on some nut shit. That's what Gil said. I don't even fuck with. I said, and he told me the story. I'm like, what? I'm like, this nigga's in, you know, me coming out of prison and seeing people that got opportunities that don't have to do something. And don't take me wrong. I'm not saying I had to commit crime or do anything. I was a dickhead. I just did some dumb shit. But to be able to really be in an opportunity to just finance and you got back, you got a chance to get an education, you got a chance to get it. I'm trying to say, I never thought I'd see the time in America where I see so many motherfuckers posing and infatuated with being a criminal or living a lifestyle or having the look of a criminal. You see what I'm saying? Or just having this thing like, hey, I'm out here exposing themselves and showing crimes on social media. You know what I mean? And they like people, you go on social media and go up and you just see people committing crimes on there.
Right.
Like criminating themselves on social media. And it's like, yo, dog, you got a good environment. You don't have to be selling drugs. Right. Like, you got a family that love you, that will help you, support you in any business endeavor or any dream that you have. And you're doing some fucking street shit, you're a dickhead.
And niggas be wanna be popular drug dealers.
You're a professional dickhead.
You got niggas out here that's be trying to make
popular drug dealers.
They be trying to make
drug dealing look cool. Like I'm cool. Look at me. I'm a
right. It was when you sold drugs. They be marketing. Nobody know.
They be marketing.
You didn't. I'm looking. A nigga said I'm having a weed party, and then put a brand on the weed, and then showed on Instagram at the party all the weed stacked up on the table.
Address and all?
Bagged up in eighths and sevenths. It's like, okay, that's intent to deliver. That's distribution.
What type of weed? Was it registered?
Don't even matter.
It sure don't.
Don't even matter.
Jackson, I don't know.
So they don't charge by that grade.
At the end of the day, you got niggas out here that's trying to be popular drug dealers.
We talked about that before, man.
And it's sad.
It keep going.
It just keep going. More and more. Every day you just see more and more, and you like
you got people out here promoting that I'm a drug dealer, like they rappers. You know how a rapper promote? I got a new single. I'm doing. You got other people. Look at me. I'm a D-boy. I'm living the D-boy lifestyle.
Right.
Come to my next D-boy post and see me doing D-boy.
A nigga show a bunch of money and say, "Well, you just flipped, but this ain't the re-up money."
Come and get me.
Come get me. Lock me up. Lock me up, please.
Like, y'all niggas is crazy, man. But that's the life we living in, man. But shout out to your old head, man, that's doing life, yeah, man. Who
lost his daughter.
RIP to his
Take
daughter,
care of
man.
Your kids out here, man. Please, man. Connect with them, man.
Some respect, put some protection on your kids.
And if you're a kid and you're going through it, man, try to figure out a way. But and if you're a kid, if you got a father,
a young adult,
and you if you got a family, you got the support that you need, and you out here doing dumb shit to be popping on Instagram or be fronting and be capping like you're a street person or a criminal, you are a matter of fact, you get the hot cock award. You're a hot cock.
The hot cock award of 2020 goes to you.
And watch who you be around, because like he said, she happened to be in the car. I used to have mom, you know what I'm saying, uncles and different people.
yelling at me about certain shit. Like, yo, you riding around with Bull. Everybody know Bull. They know that car. He did this. He did
this. That's what he always say about certain individuals.
Nobody going to give a fuck. They shooting at that car, my nigga.
It ain't got nothing to do with you. They trying to get them and you with them.
And in my head, I'm like, man, it ain't nothing.
Listen, you got to be mindful who you with because, Dev, if you and somebody, you killing people, you doing dumb shit, and I'm hanging with you all the time, I'm co-signing what you do. So you got to be mindful over there, out there, of who you fuck with.
Right.
Because if you're doing, so anybody, if Gil's seen it, he's like, oh, he on the same time. He was with the boy. I don't got to know nothing about what happened with y'all.
Facts.
But in his mind, he got to protect himself. You already did something to his people.
Right.
Oh, I got to get the boy too. Because he not going to come back and get me too.
Right.
So y'all got to be mindful
and
with
then when he come back and get
shit.
You, he ain't going to say, oh, wait, hold on.
Ryan, no, get out
Ryan
the way. Step
Ryan,
to the
Ryan,
side.
Ryan, Jamal in the car with him. No, no, no. Diggle that nigga right there.
Yep. Everybody get it, man.
Wait, how do the young niggas do?
Oh, yeah, they got all kind of sounds now. Yeah. They make up anything. Fa is the new one. Fa.
All that type of stuff. That was a gunshot, right?
No, that
was.
I don't know what that sounded like.
Weak ass drum. That was a weak ass drum from the Mama's Parade. Fucking nut ass nigga. Hey, listen though. But we truly appreciate y'all tuning in each and every week to $1 million worth of game. We appreciate y'all support. Right now, as we look, we got the number one episode in the music portion of the.
We're gonna keep being number one.
We're gonna keep being number one as long as y'all keep supporting. We thank you guys, you know, for just being you guys and showing us the way. Because without y'all, it is no us. And this is $1 million worth of game. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. And it's just like that,
right?